Hi, everyone. Pat Powers here talking with Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra, who represents our 4th Congressional District in Northwest Iowa. He's a native of the Hull area. And Congressman, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be on with you, Pat. Always good to be on with you and talking to your listeners.
Right. Well, let's talk about what's been happening in Congress in the last few weeks since our last visit. Limit, Save, Grow Act. That sounds like something new, I believe.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. Probably the biggest bill that we've passed since we started Congress in January. And to me, I'm a fiscal hawk, and this is all about deficit reduction. We have a $32 trillion deficit right now. And what this package does is it cuts $4.8 trillion out of our budget over the next several years. And, you know, we truly believe that we've got to be fiscally responsible. And that's what this bill does. Now, it had a hiccup when it was ready to come to the floor on Monday. There was a lot of division gutting ethanol, gutting all the tax credits for ethanol and biodiesel. And, you know, myself and others in our delegation raised the red flag saying, hey, this cannot happen. The ethanol and biodiesel is literally the economic engine for the farming community and for our state. So we had to work very hard with the leadership, with Speaker McCarthy, and get those changed and get them pulled out of the bill. And I'm just so happy, because what happened through that was that all of a sudden in Congress here, ethanol became the number one topic for about 3 days, and it put it on the map. So instead of electric cars that everybody's talking about, finally people are talking about ethanol and how important it is and how it can be homegrown instead of buying things from China and stuff like that. So this was a really big week this week.
What have you heard from the constituents about this, Congressman?
Well, I tell you what, from the corn growers to Farm Bureau to Soybean Association, you name all the biofuel organizations, they are so proud that finally we had somebody step up, stand up, and look at family farms and say, hey, this is important. This is important for our crops. You know, every other row goes to ethanol or biodiesel, every other row of corn or soybeans. And that's how big this is. And that's what I was trying to get across to our leadership of saying, hey, all right, it's not always about petroleum. It's not always about electric cars. This is a clean form of energy that we've got to embrace. And it's big for the Midwest, especially big for Iowa.
Again, we're talking with Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra, who represents our 4th district here in the state. Let's talk now about President Biden's proposed budget for 2024. I'm sure you have some concerns about that.
And this is sort of why this happened, our deficit reduction bill, because Biden came out with his bill, and it was a $7 trillion budget. It had $5 trillion of tax hikes in it, and about $1.7 trillion of new federal spending. So we have a $32 trillion debt, and this would add another $1.7 trillion onto that debt. So it was really, you know, it's really a hardship for families and farms and small businesses, because it guts a lot of the tax provisions that were done under Trump, under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. When it comes to small business tax cuts, they were going to go away. When it comes to stepped up in basis that affects farmers and like-kind exchange that affects selling homes and all these things, that's what this bill does. And again, it really hurts small families, farms, and small businesses.
And I know that you'll be addressing this, I'm sure, in the coming weeks there in Congress.
Exactly. So this is the starting point, right? I mean, we sort of put our information out, what we want to do. Now it's back to President Biden and the administration, and it's forcing everyone to the table to negotiate and come up with a real plan. And how that all plays out remains to be seen over the next several weeks.
Let's talk now about this E15, the year-round and summer sales. I mean, here we are, people getting ready to travel for the summer months, and still we see the price of gasoline still climbing and so forth. But I know you're trying to do something, get E15 for a year-round basis.
I tell you what, I'm so excited to talk to you. Just an hour ago, all right, the EPA came out with a ruling that we will have summer E15. And I tell you what, I don't think this would have happened if it wasn't for this week. Last week, we had EPA Administrator Regan in front of the Agriculture Committee, and he really capitulated, saying, I think we're probably not going to go down this route. I don't see it happening. And we put a tremendous amount of pressure on him. And today, EPA announced that E15 will be here for summer use. I mean, that's long overdue. It should have been done several months ago. But that still doesn't solve the problem. We need it permanent. I mean, we need to make sure our retailers can sell it permanently. That's the struggle right now. Because if you can't sell it permanently, a lot of retailers say, why would I want to put it in? So this is big. And frankly, E15 saves drivers about 22 to 38 cents a gallon. And that was my issue with the EPA of saying, you got inflation in gasoline right now. Here's an opportunity to lower this the gas price. And, well, I guess they listened and got at least part of it, right? We got it for the summer. So that's a start.
It sure is. Let's talk now about the Defend America's Rural Energy Act. That's almost in a way, but this is preventing China and other countries, I'm sure, buying our farmland here in America.
Yeah, again, such a big topic. And it was my bill that got passed in the House last week, and I was so excited about this. So you can't just say, hey, China, you can't buy our farmland. I mean, that's a court issue waiting to happen. But you can if you base it on security. And what I did is I wrote the bill saying, all right, we have an energy security problem. And the energy security comes in the form of if you buy our farmland, all of a sudden that farmland is used for ethanol and biodiesel. I mean, it's farmland creating energy. So that's how the bill was put together, and it passed. And I only had 22 Democrats vote against it, so it was very, very bipartisan. And now this part of the bill goes to the Senate, and it stops China from buying our farmland. Our farmland belongs to the American farmer, and that's what this bill does. So I'm excited to see what the Senate does, and I'm excited to see if the president will sign it.
Congressman Feenstra, what else is coming up this next week in Washington?
The other big thing is today we're just working on a bill to, again, hold China accountable. So they're bringing all kinds of product in for solar and wind, but they're going around our tariffs. So they go through a different country and then they flood in without any tariffs. And what it does is it creates a real lot of problems for companies in America to compete. And it's not only those products, it's so many other products that we're dealing with that the system gets circumvented where they sell them to another country and another country brings them into America without any tariffs. So we hammered that and we passed that bill today. And again, it's holding China accountable of what the products that are coming into our country. And we want to be on a level playing field. And the only way we can do that is making sure that we have tariffs on their products. As they have tariffs on our products.
So we'll see that's coming up this next week in Houses of Congress, there, Congressman.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we're continuing to work on the budget. Again, our budget is saying that we can only spend 1% per year as we move forward to try to keep a sustainable, a balanced budget, and that's really big.
Very good. Congressman Randy Feenstra, my guest today here on KKWC. Congressman, thanks so very much for your time today.
Hey, Pat, always great to be on with you. And anybody out there that's listening, if you have any questions, concerns, or thoughts or ideas, you can go to feenstra.house.gov and please engage with us. It's we the people here. So we listen to everyone.